a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, kudos to Union County. On Thursday, we told you it had fallen to the CDC's lowest tier for COVID transmission risk. Now it turns out Union County has the lowest infection rate anywhere in the country. New Jersey has also surpassed 6 million people who live, work, or study in the state considered fully vaccinated. The Garden State may well be in for a warmer than normal winter with about equal chances for precipitation at a higher, lower, or similar volume to recent years. According to the long-range forecast issued Thursday by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But what about drought?
A major region of concern this winter remains the Southwest, where drought conditions remain persistent in most areas. Conversely, nearly all of the eastern U.S. remains drought-free currently.
NOAA's John Gottsleck and our own chief meteorologist, Dan Zarro, agree on one thing. These forecasts aren't designed to be perfect, precise predictors, and one degree of temperature or one big event can change the scope of a season dramatically. An attorney says family members are hoping for more answers from law enforcement regarding the cause of death for Brian Laundrie, the person of interest in the death of girlfriend Gabby Petito. Steve Bertolino tells ABC's Good Morning America Friday that law enforcement hopes to have more answers today. The FBI identified remains found in a Florida nature preserve as those of Laundrie on Thursday. The area had been underwater in previous searches. A backpack and a notebook also found nearby. Another school bus crash in Lakewood, the fourth in the past 2 months. Police say careless driving led to the crash involving the bus and two other cars on Route 9. The driver of a Dodge Challenger drove into the path of the school bus transporting several students after being cut off by a Ford Expedition, turning into the parking lot of a banquet hall. No one suffered any serious injuries, and pictures of the crash can be seen at NJ1015.com and on our free app. More parking meters being installed on streets in Atlantic City. City Council passed an ordinance to add 48 additional parking meters to various streets, according to the press of AC. The new meters are on the beach blocks of Mississippi and States Avenue and Columbia and Park Places, Atlantic to Pacific Avenues on Georgia Avenue, and sections of Main, Madison, Melrose, and Gramercy Avenues. Project First Line is a year-long series of infection prevention training launched by the New Jersey Hospital Association, aimed at providing healthcare workers across all healthcare settings with a multi-point approach to infection prevention. Spokeswoman Carrie McKean Kelly says infection prevention has always been critical, but COVID-19 really shined a light on the need for this training. New Jersey was one of the very first COVID hotspots.
And there was no playbook at that time for taking care of patients with this novel virus. So our healthcare teams here were caring for COVID patients even while everyone, including public health experts, were still learning about this virus.
She says the training is not mandatory, but it is free, and healthcare workers can earn continuing education credits for their participation. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Looks like the warm streak is over. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 and Pet Center Old Bridge NJ are looking for the Garden State's cutest pet. Send us a photo of your best furry friend. We'll put it to a vote. And the grand prize winner gets a $500 gift card to Pet Center. Thanks to our sponsor, Pet Center, located in the shops at Old Bridge. Got Jersey's cutest pet? Visit our free app or NJ1015.com and submit your photo today.
105 fast traffic.
Right near exit 47 in Montville. That's where there's a vehicle ablaze right now. One lane is closed. Turnpike truck lanes can't exit off at exit 12. Flipped over tractor trailer blocks off that ramp. Parkway traffic overall doing pretty well. Not bad along 7822 west after Vossler Avenue, Boundbrook. That's a crash in one lane. And 37 west up past Holiday City. Right lane repairs going on. Delaware Memorial Bridge, Commodore Barry Bridge a little bit heavy. Leaving New Jersey still not bad across the Hudson. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey. Jersey 101.5.
All Jersey, all the time.
Listen to you guys all day long. So excited to talk to you.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Autumn air has returned to New Jersey. We end up about 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. However, we're still running about 5 degrees above normal for late October, so not a bad afternoon here. Mixed sunshine and cloud cover, maybe a stray shower or sprinkle at some point. High temperatures upper 60s to around 70. Clouds roll in tonight. It'll be cool, but not too cold. Lows fall to around 50 degrees, give or take. And then tomorrow looks a bit unsettled. Lots of clouds and a few showers around, especially through the first half of the day and especially in the northern half of the state. Highs tomorrow come down to the lower 60s. Sunday promises to be the nicer, brighter, drier day of the weekend. Partly sunny and seasonable, highs push into the mid-60s. Chance of rain Sunday night for North Jersey. Monday turns warmer into the 70s, but another chance of rain developing into Monday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Currently in Marlboro, 68, Lambertville, 67. Upper Township, 68. Weather made possible by Lawrenceville Lincoln. Lawrenceville Lincoln takes luxury to a whole new level with their at-home test drives and complimentary at-home delivery. Order your Lincoln exactly how you'd like it and take advantage of $1,000 incentive. Find out more now online at LawrencevilleLincoln.com.
New Jersey 101.5.